This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of the topics that you guys are getting a little bit sick of hearing is COVID, the vaccine, the mandates, the lockdowns. And so some of you like the lockdowns. You thought the lockdowns were awesome. You got away from your boss. You got away from your toxic workplace. You got to work from home. You haven't had to go back to work. You could still work from home. You got some good money. Lockdowns were the best thing since sliced bread for some of you. For others, it changed a lot and changed it for the worse. So me as a physician, I look at lockdowns as being a bad thing. And I think it could have been done so much differently. I think people are generally smart. And during, people were already kind of bunkering down when they didn't know what was going on with the virus. People were already trying to protect themselves. You didn't have to necessarily force people to put a bandana on their face or not go hiking and things like that. So I think the lockdowns were bad. But a very interesting statistic came out today saying 7,000 people are dying each week in America still, because of the lockdowns from 2020. Now, some of you might be skeptical going, wait a second, are you flipping kidding me? People are dying now because of the lockdowns from a couple years ago. That's according to the study, where we have excess deaths, not necessarily related to COVID, that were lockdown related and are still killing people today. Well, there is an answer for that. You don't have to be skeptical. There is a reason for that. And here's why. Patient calls up having something, and she's middle-aged. And I'm like, I got to tell you, you got to get seen. I don't want to get seen, you know, COVID, there's COVID, and I don't have a doctor anymore. Doctor closed after the lockdown, whatever. I go, I think you have cancer. I can't diagnose that over the phone, but I think what you're telling me is cancer. And the response I got was, but there was COVID. I couldn't see a doctor. This excuse people are using, right? There's COVID. I didn't have to get seen. I didn't have to get my mammogram. I didn't have to get my colonoscopy. I didn't have to get this mole looked at. The government has our best interests at stake. And if they said to lock down, my abnormal mole was going to just freeze in time. And instead, this argument that people are giving me, yeah, but it was COVID. I go, cancer doesn't care. If you have cancer, and it has been growing for 2 years, because you couldn't get in and did, or you didn't get seen, that's a problem. Now, it's not all their fault. It's just, we got to stop using COVID as a flippin' excuse. Now, I know a lot of doctors quit. I get asked every day by patients saying, can you please reopen your practice? We don't have enough doctors. I can't because Obamacare still exists. Everybody still has high deductibles. I just found out that my health insurance is going to be 15% more this year. I hardly used it last year. And premiums are high. Deductibles are high. There's no way I could open up a practice. I can't do it. And I'm not going to work for a company right now who can't find staff and can't have enough nurses. I'm already working so much. I'm already doing so much. I mean, I've seen 305 patients so far in the last 2 weeks. It's a lot. Okay? It's a busy time. I can't do more than that. But these excess deaths, we predicted. And everybody said, no, that's misinformation. Nobody's going to die from a lockdown. Well, all of a sudden, those who were accused of misinformation are actually right. You started to see people go into remission. They started hitting the bottle again. They started doing drugs. They gained weight. They ignored their chest pain. They didn't go in for their regular visits. They didn't go in for their regular screens. I had one patient that, man, it sounds, smells, I don't want to say it like that. I bet she's got cervical cancer. And when I asked her, I go, when was your last pep smear? They said I asked, have you ever had an abnormal pap smear? She said, yes. And I go, okay, when was that? It was before COVID. When was your follow-up? I didn't follow up. Why not? COVID. Okay, we got to stop this. People are dying. 7,000 people a week are dying, not of COVID. Those are causing, I think, 500 deaths a day. Those are different numbers. But people are dying because of cancer diagnoses that are missed, because of diabetes not in control, of heart disease not in control. And I get it. You might be now using strictly telemedicine as your primary care doctor. I commend you for seeing somebody, but you still got to get seen. And there are providers out there. You might have to wait. You know, there was somebody that was sounding like she was having an appendicitis attack, and I said, you need to go to the ER. They go, the ER is a four-hour wait. And I get that. I've waited. It sucks to wait. I go, so then what's your other option? You're going to sit at home and let it burst? Well, you do something. Give me antibiotics. I can't treat. Number one, I don't even know for sure if you have appendicitis. And number two is sometimes antibiotics might not work. For some, they might. But if you already burst, I'm sorry. You can't just take some Cipro and hope it all resolves. So, you know, don't quit using COVID as an excuse. That's all I could say right now. I get COVID sucked. I get you don't want to get COVID. When I have somebody, when I think they're having angina, unstable angina or heart attack, and I say, you need to go to the ER, they're like, you want me to get exposed to COVID? I go, no. I want you to make sure you're not having a heart attack, and I don't want you to die tonight. I'm not telling you to go get COVID. I'm telling you to get your heart checked. You're basically telling me to go get COVID. So you know what, guys? I'm just telling you, people are dying. You can use whatever you want to justify you not getting medical care, but at some point, you got to stop using COVID as an excuse. 1-877-DOC-DOLLARS.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single, and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. clients. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So sometimes something might sound like a fantastic idea, and you're like, it's a no-brainer. It's going to help underserved. It's going to help people who have been marginalized. This is going to be great. Why not? And then all of a sudden, you start to see the ramifications, or you start to see the reality set in. And then you're like, oh, okay, wait a second. Maybe we should have thought this through. So one such example is the guaranteed income for the transgender community. The Guaranteed Income for Transgender People, or GIFT, is a pilot program that is going to provide 55 eligible residents with $1,200 per month for 18 months. It'll include health care and coaching. And this started in November. And I believe it's even being expanded where I think in other parts of California, if you are transgender, you will be able to get resources. Well, one thing that I don't know if they were expecting is there's a whole range of individuals you can identify as. It's not just gay or straight anymore. There's intersex, there's bisexual, there's autogender, there's a whole different types. And so somebody like me, I'm a girl, I'm a cis girl, I'm heterosexual, love having sex with my husband, but I don't always necessarily think of myself as a typical girl. I think of myself more as one of the guys. Would I call myself? Would if somebody wanted to, let's say, take advantage, can they say, I don't identify myself as a girl. I identify myself as a boy. I always have. I dress like a boy. I'm not saying me personally, but somebody could say that. I dress as a boy. You know, I love having sex with my husband. So I am a homosexual transgender or a heterosexual cisgender. They could use a term and how does somebody disprove it? Can somebody say, look, I need the money? So, yeah, I'm a girl. I'm a guy. I'm intersex. I'm asexual. And if you ask them to prove it, that could be discriminatory. I need to show you my genitals? That's not fair. I identify. It doesn't matter. This is how I identify. So once you have a program where you say, look, if you don't identify as cis and you identify as anything else, you get money. Well, then anybody can say that. I mean, how you identify is how you identify. It's who you feel you are. Not a problem. If, look, you identify as a female, you identify as a male, you are gender fluid, where some days you identify as a female, some days you identify as a male. Some days I just want to watch football, be in my husband's clothes, burp, whatever, have beer, wings, put no makeup on, don't shave my legs, and I like to pee standing up in the shower. Other days I like to get on my heels, put on a bra, put on some Spanx, and look all, you know, feminine. What does that make me? I always thought I was cis. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I could qualify for funding. So, I'm not applying, but you see how many people might not necessarily identify as the typical, you know, cis or trans. And so then they're going to have to make sure they have guaranteed money for them. There's a guaranteed income pilot for artists. That was launched in 2021. So 190 artists will get $1,000 per month for 18 months. And I believe they are also for the transgender community. There's the Abundant Birth Project. That's providing pregnant Black and Pacific Islander residents $1,000 per month from the first trimester to 2 years postpartum. These are nice. These are nice, but once you start looking at the logistics, what happens? So San Francisco that started this is now expanding to other counties. California has now allocated $5 million to do this guaranteed income for pregnant Black women. It's going to include not only San Francisco, but Los Angeles, Riverside, Contra Costa, and Alameda. Women can receive $1,000 in guaranteed income for up to 12 months, and it will serve about 425 mothers in 2023, called the Abundant Birth Program. Why? Because they want to reduce racial birth disparities, such as premature births that occur due to wealth discrepancies. Program has served 150 over the past 12 months. Now, that sounds, from a doctor standpoint, beautiful. You are going to give them funding so they don't lose their child. Because I don't want to see any, you know, baby that a mom wants, that, you know, not make it to full term, you know, because of a money issue. But here's my question. Okay, because like in my state, we have free pregnancy care, prenatal care, free prenatal vitamins. We have free care. So what is this money going to? Well, it's going to income. Now, is the money going to fruits and vegetables? Is the money going to a transportation so they don't have to walk 5 miles to get to work? Is the money going, what's the money going to? Is the money going to, well, they now have extra money, so they could spend it on their iPhone or they could spend it on their cable. I don't know how that helps the fetus. This is why I told you guys, you know, how a lot of these food banks did things, you know, for underserved is like WIC, for example, when you would go into the store and you could get the milk. You could get the vegetable. Now it's, you know what, we're just going to give you the funds, you spend it on what you want. Well, if people are buying junk food, how is that protecting the kids? How is that, you know, I'm you know, so we got to kind of think these through. I think additional income can't, I think there are wealth disparities that could affect somebody's ability to have a healthy full-term pregnancy. But is that money going to that? Now, somebody could say, well, she doesn't have to work. If she doesn't have to work, yeah, but if she's not moving, she could get a blood clot. You still do need to exercise when you're pregnant. Now, if you're on bed rest, then no. So that income would be great if you have to be on bed rest. I mean, me, I worked. I was supposed to be on bed rest, and I still worked. And I used, I would see patients while the IV was giving me IV fluids. It was really hard to leave my practice and just do bed rest. You know, so we did the best we can. And the kids were good, and I, you know, thank God. But, yeah, if somebody can't work because they have to be on bed rest, this is sick. But if the money is going to go to tech or go to, you know, non-healthy food, I think there's a better way of doing it. You know, giving somebody free fruits and vegetables for every month of their pregnancy would be fantastic. It's expensive to do that, but that would really help because they're eating healthier. And now they don't have to buy the fruits and vegetables. You know, paying for heating, making sure their apartment has heat in the winter. Yeah, so I don't know. You know, it's interesting. It just, you know, we just have to see what the money is being spent on. You know, like I told you, you know, and I'm not accusing anybody of if they got money, they would spend it on their iPhone. But you heard what some of these students were saying, that if they got that student loan debt relief, they're going to eat out more or take a trip. I thought the reason why we were doing student loan debt relief is because the government made it sound like our college students are starving, they're homeless, and they need the student loan debt relief so they could live and be in an apartment. And when these kids are saying, now I'll take a trip. Well, I mean, I'd love everybody to go to Hawaii, but why am I paying for that? So, it's going to be interesting. There's a lot of people piloting the guaranteed income. And I don't know if we're going to get a full study or a full breakdown on what the money was spent on and did it help the pregnancy. But what I would like to see money spent on is free prenatal vitamins, free prenatal care, free transportation when you're in labor, that kind of stuff. 1-877-DOLLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
USA News update. That huge winter storm that's destroyed property and lives from coast to coast is making one last stand in the Northeast. Winter storm warnings are up around New England. From New York to Boston, as much as 2 inches of rain could fall as well. Speaking of falling, Wall Street's big drop is approaching levels not seen since yesterday. The Dow's been down by as much as 450 points today after yesterday's 750-point loss. As thousands continue to come to the U.S. borders in the South, the status of Title 42 is again in flux. A federal judge has put on hold the most recent White House attempt to end the so-called Remain in Mexico program. WNBA star Brittany Griner has left the hotel inside a Texas military base where she's been staying for a week since her release from Russia. In an Instagram post today, Griner thanked a long list of people for her release, including President Biden. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had asked if I had seen, well, one of you asked if I'm on TikTok, and I'm not. I know a lot of radio hosts are on there. I know a lot of media people are on TikTok. I have been a little lazy. That's why I haven't gotten on TikTok. I understand it's a great platform to get the word out and to, you know, make things go viral. I don't trust it. I'm already, you know, falling victim to these stupid quizzes on Facebook that could be coming from China. So I haven't really gotten involved with TikTok. And one reason also why I've been avoiding TikTok is because people are getting themselves in trouble. So remember there were four Atlanta nurses at Emory Hospital, I believe, who were making fun of, or, I mean, I don't want to say they were making fun of, but they were basically talking shop and talking about their ick. Ick is a term for what turns you off or what ticks you off or what do you find repulsive. And they were talking about things patients do or their patients' family do. And even though this what's your ick is going viral, when you are in a profession such as healthcare, it's a little tricky because you are not supposed to look biased. You are not supposed to look like you're making fun of somebody. And what made people nervous about this was many of us that go to a gynecologist, go to a, you know, deliver babies. All right. It could be a little icky because of everything that comes out and you got meconium, you got, you know, pee, you got stool, you got hemorrhoids. So when you hear a nurse or doctor talk about ick, even though it's a new term these days, now that starts to change the way people look at medicine. And so nobody wants to think that they're being naked or they're being vulnerable can be used as TikTok cred or jokes or content. They want to think that if a nurse has to see them, you know, in their pregnant state, pooping and things like that, nobody's going to be using the term ick. And even though ick was used for a different term, this really bothered a lot of people. Now, I get, having worked with nurses and doctors, they will complain. I told you guys, I had a patient that said, look, you know, I'm allergic to Lortab 5, so I need you to give me Lortab 10. Okay? I mean, I'm not making fun of them. It's just I'm telling you this is some of the stuff that, you know, are challenges. But, and so doctors talk, nurses talk. But some of the things apparently brought that they had said brought such heat that now the hospital has fired them. And I feel bad seeing nurses. I mean, we need all the nurses we could get fired. And I know what they were doing. It was, you know, things are going viral. A lot of people during the pandemic got fame for their videos. And so, you know, people, once they taste a little bit of fame, they can't give that up and they want to be a part of this. And I get it. But the problem is something so sensitive as that, the hospital had to make a judgment call. So four Atlanta nurses have now been fired because they recorded this viral TikTok video of them fuming or venting about the irritating habits of patients they were helping. One said, we already told you to push the call light, but every 5 minutes you have a family member coming to the front desk asking for something else. Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, she says, can I have some water? Excuse me, can I have a blanket? Now, you know, and I get they could have been tired. I mean, you know, I had been interviewed by news, you know, reporters when we would have somebody come up and post something like, if you didn't get your COVID vaccine, I don't even want to take care of you. I mean, I think a lot of healthcare professionals have gotten themselves, you know, they shot themselves in the foot trying to go viral, trying to be relevant on social media. But when you're a doctor, when you're a nurse practitioner, you're a PA, you're a midwife, you're a respiratory tech, you're a pharmacist, you can't judge. This is why there's so much controversy over medical students and some of their maybe political leanings being out there open. I think you could be whatever you want politically. You could have a heart and a passion for any sort of charity or any sort of cause. But if at all you give a sign that you are not a fan of a particular person or race or gender, or you're going to have a tough time in healthcare because you have to take care of everybody. When I was in the ER and there was some guy that had a big swastika on his chest, I still saved his life. Got him better. You're good. You're out. Go do your thing. I mean, don't go do your thing, you know, but I cannot treat somebody differently as a doctor. I can't make fun of people. I can't act like, you know, and promote on a large platform things that a average scared patient who is worried about losing her baby, you don't ridicule that. You know, family members, it's worse. I always told my husband, I'd rather be the one giving birth than being the one watching it. Because I don't mind watching it in terms of the sight, but my husband could do nothing. When I was in pain, he could do nothing. And he's like, what do I do? What can I do? And I'm like, I got this. I got this. And I was in pain, and I even screamed help. I was like, help. It was so bad. It was so, so painful, those contractions. You know, and thank God I finally got an epidural after a few days of labor, because I wasn't ready for an epidural 4 days and 5 days prior. But, you know, these are very sensitive times. So a patient needs to feel like when they see a doctor or nurse, they're not going to then run to the nurse's desk and videotape this is what the person did. Do I think they should have been fired? No. I don't think these nurses should have been fired. We need all the nurses we could get. If they were good nurses and if they took care of people and they didn't delay on the call button. I know some nurses have. I've seen some passive-aggressive stuff where someone's in pain and they're like, she's always in pain. Tell with it. I mean, I've seen some staff where you would have somebody who was Latina. They didn't want the epidural, but they would be very vocal about their pain because that's how they would help get through their pain. That's a cultural thing. I get it. But I would hear nurses complain. Oh, my gosh. All she's doing is yelling and screaming. I go, it's because she's trying to do it without an epidural. I mean, I would probably do the same. I mean, that's not something to make fun of. So I get that there's individuals that really need an attitude adjustment. But Emery felt that they had to fire him. What Emery said is, we are aware of a TikTok video that included disrespectful and unprofessional comments about maternity patients at Emory University Hospital Midtown. We have investigated the situation, taken appropriate actions with the former employees responsible for the video. This video does not represent our commitment to patient and family-centered care and falls far short of the values and standards we expect every member of our team to hold and demonstrate. At no time should our patients ever feel they are not being treated with care and respect. Every patient at Emory Healthcare deserves to be cared for by a compassionate, experienced team in a comfortable and safe environment. Emery is right on that. But I don't know. I think there was a middle. I think there was another option. But honestly, those of you, I mean, if you watch Below Deck, it's frightening because I never want to, you know, I now expect everybody to talk, you know, talk about you behind their back because that's what people do. It's not okay in healthcare. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got some good news. We need some good news. That college student who was in France, who lost contact with his parents for 2 weeks, has been found alive and safe in Spain. He's alive. Don't have a lot of answers as to what the hell happened the last couple weeks, but he's alive. He was reported missing more than 2 weeks ago in France. And his family said that the 21-year-old had seen himself in the news and reached out and told his parents he was safe. They say, we are so happy to announce he's safe. He's in Spain. The mom is in France preparing to see him and hopefully bring him home for Christmas. Yeah, I would be, if my child was missing, I would be, I'd be on the first plane. I'd be hunting every flipping village and city and looking for my baby. Man, family has not precisely said what Kenny DeLand Jr. was doing. Did he lose his phone? I mean, maybe he lost his phone. And then it took him a while to get a new one. He's a senior at St. John Fisher University in Rochester, New York. He was studying at the University of Grenoble Alpes, according to his family. And then his parents said in recent days they hadn't heard from him since November 27th, which is unlike him. And then fellow students reported him missing on November 29th. That prompted there to be an investigation. So it wasn't that the parents panicked or that he had a fight with them. Other students are like, okay, he's not here. The woman who had hosted him thought that he might have left voluntarily. But the young parents are like, okay, something's up. So he went missing November 27th. And then he is scheduled. He is going to come home this Saturday. And thank God, family was, you know, that's one of those things where it's like when you hear somebody's missing, you're like, man. But as I said, something was off because he was at a store on December 3rd. Looking like he was shopping. So, I mean, if he was abducted or if he was being held by hostages, he seemed to be at a store on video footage. So, like, why wasn't he using his phone? How would his phone not ping? Most of us are pretty addicted to our phones. And so, you know, if we lost a phone, we'd be doing everything to try to get our phone. I don't know. So, interesting. Unless maybe he just wanted to decompress. I don't know. But thank God he's fine. We also got some more good news. The Senate has passed a defense bill that rescinds the military COVID vaccine mandate. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So, those individuals who want to sacrifice their life for this country and sacrifice their time, their youth, much of their health to be there on the front line for our country are not going to get fired if they refuse to get a shot. Took 3 years, but here we are, finally. The Senate voted on Thursday to pass this sweeping legislation. It will authorize $858 billion in national defense funding, and it will rescind the U.S. military's COVID vaccine mandate. Now that it passed the Senate, it has to go to President Joe Biden. The House has approved the measure, which means Biden is going to have to okay it. Well, he might. This is going to put him into a little bit of a pickle. If he rescinds the mandate, then, which I think he should do, it could open him up to a slew of legal drama because the mandate should have never happened. It also is going to open up, what do you do with everybody who got fired and who... How are you going to even get them back? Many of them probably won't want to get back. So this had to happen because we can't have too many vaccines. We have too many needs for boosters every few months. We have these variants that we are being told are coming and evading our natural and artificial vaccine immunity. That it had to stop, but that it will open up a can of worms, as now the government could be vulnerable to some suits, which I wouldn't blame anybody who got kicked out of the military, who was going to have a long career ahead of him over a stupid vaccine that ended up waning in immunity a few months later anyway. As part of the $858 billion for defense funding, the measure authorizes $817 billion specifically for the Department of Defense. The bill includes a vast number of policy provisions. Among them, it would authorize a 4.6% pay raise for military service members. It includes provisions to strengthen air power and land warfare defense capabilities, as well as cybersecurity. It also aims to bolster U.S. support for Ukraine and NATO. The provision to rescind the mandate comes after congressional Republicans push for repeal. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy praised the provision, saying the end of President Biden's military COVID vaccine mandate is a victory for our military and for common sense. One proposed amendment was a measure offered by Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, Ted Cruz, other conservatives to reinstate members of the military who were discharged for refusing to get COVID-19 vaccines. That amendment didn't pass. I would have brought them back. What Trump said, bring them back with back pay. But looks like it didn't pass. I mean, we need all hands on deck. And I can't believe we let go thousands for something so ridiculous. The underlying defense bill does rescind the vaccine mandate for the military, but will not reinstate those service members. The White House declined to say last week whether Biden would sign it. The president does continue to support the mandate. Well, he has to because nurses got fired. Police officers got fired. I mean, we have soaring crime. And I mean, somebody could say, look, you know, I was raped or my family member was murdered because we didn't have enough cops. And we came to find out that the reason why we don't have enough cops is because we lost half a dozen or 100 because of the vaccine mandate. I mean, this could, depending on the art of the law, really, or art of law, really be a nightmare, which is why I said you can't do mandates, guys. You've got to be careful. White House officials have explicitly sided with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's opposition to rescinding the mandate. The inclusion of the provision in the final compromise agreement underscores a reality that played out behind the scenes in recent days. Democrats concluded that including the GOP priority was a necessity in order to get the bill passed. White House officials have quietly acknowledged that means their opposition to the vaccine language will not get in the way of the bill's passage. So I think because the Senate passed it and the House passed it, I think President Biden will pass it. But the drama of that is it's not going away. We are going to, it's going to be not pretty. Some of you have asked what's been going on with the proposed reparations. So California has put together a committee to look at providing reparations for those who suffered at the hands of slave owners and at the discrimination that happened as a result of people's race. And so this task force, the California Reparations Task Force, has to look at a lot. They have to estimate the amount of black businesses, what they have lost in stolen or destroyed property through racial terror, and distribute that money back to black Californians. They have to adopt a mandatory curriculum for all teachers to take anti-bias training. They need to recruit black educators for K-12 schools. They have to provide scholarships to black high school graduates to cover 4 years of undergrad at a school choice. Compensate individuals who are forcibly removed from their homes due to state actions such as park and highway constructions. Create funding to invest in environmental infrastructure. Create equal access to parks and natural resources in black neighborhoods. Compensate families who were denied inheritances they would have received if they were white. Compensate those who have been discriminated and deprived of rightful profits from artistic endeavors, athletic endeavors. Raise the minimum wage in predominantly black industries. Require more minimum wage for experienced workers. Create a fund for black-owned businesses. Compensate people whose health was permanently damaged by anti-black health care. And there's they got a lot to look at and a lot of money to analyze. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.